beginning in verse 16. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." There absolutely should be no words so comforting as our Lord's words of instruction. When he speaks, we should be, and by God's grace, God's people are. They're aware. These are the words of our Lord, our God. We should pray continually that he would grant us a hearing ear, that he would allow us to attend to those things that he's revealed. Obviously, in this passage of Scripture, our Lord is speaking to his disciples. But the words that he speaks right here are words of life. They're words of instruction. And they're as alive and real right now as when he said them. His words forever. His words are life. He's speaking. And what he teaches, we need to know. There's nothing in this scripture that we do not need to be taught. He speaks. Lord, grant us ears to hear and a heart to understand, a heart to perceive, believe, receive that, keep that, hide that in our heart. Now, he's dealing with something right here we want to deal with that every believer in this room has to deal with and has to deal with often. And it's this: how do we handle being out, dealing with people we work with? How do we handle our family, those that are unbelievers? What do we do? How do we talk? How do I conduct myself? Well, obviously, the words of our Master are the words that we want to hear. Lord, teach me. What does he say? There's no unnecessary instruction. Here's the great prophet speaking tonight. Now, in dealing with those people, those situations, you men here, you women here, you go to work. You're going to go to work in the morning. And you're going to meet people. You're going to see people. Sometimes they find out, that you attend church. A lot of people attend church. When someone realizes that you're, a church person, they may want to be real spiritual and say something. And sometimes you hear those things and they just grate you to no end. You're thinking, that's just so dishonoring. That's so unnecessary. What do I do? How do I handle that? Well, there's four things that I'd like to look at in this passage of Scripture. The first is this: our steps are ordered. Now, that's the first thing that we need to remember. Your steps are ordered. The Lord said in this passage of Scripture, Matthew 10, verse 16, "Behold, I send you forth." We're not left to chance as to where we are. Wherever you work, wherever you live, wherever you go during the day, the steps of a good man, the steps of God's people, they're ordered. Well, I think I'll go to the mall today. Well, I've got to go to work, Well, I'm just here today, You ladies, I'm just a housewife. Well, I'll tell you this, highest calling that you'll ever have, housewife. Your steps are ordered. That's exactly where you're supposed to be. I send you forth. Predestinating grace so directed our paths as to assure the accomplishment of God's purpose, God's will. You men, you ladies, you don't have a job just because you just was lucky. Man, I tell you, I nailed a good job here. Almighty God gave you that job. I send you forth. I put you where you are. I did it for my will, my purpose, the accomplishment of that which I had predestinated from the foundation of the world. He who has determined all things from the beginning, he orders mightily his people for his honor and for their good. I know sometimes people think that, that there appears to be no order in what's going on. Surely he can't order every single thing, surely. You don't mean every nitpicking detail. I sure do. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. A man's going to invent something. Steam engine. Invented the steam engine. Do you think that that man just sat down and said, well, I'll take care of all the big parts. I'm going to do this and this, and I'll put this wheel in. It needs a wheel, but now all of those little intricate pieces on the inside, I'm just going to leave that to chance. I'll just put the big parts here, and everything else will take care of itself. You say, that's ridiculous. That's right. Almighty God is a God of order, and he orders the steps of his people. I send you forth. Would any believer think that he's arrived in glory by his own addition to Christ's work of grace? I don't know. The Lord said in Psalm 119, speaking through the prophet, through David, Psalm 119:33, he says, Lord, order my steps in your word. How does the Lord order the steps? Providence? Let me ask you this. How often do we read these scriptures? And by God's grace, by God's teaching, by God's constraining power, he orders our steps. You know. He teaches his people. Lord, order my steps, the steps of a good man. Secondly, as we go, as we're dealing with folks, wherever you go tomorrow, as we go, we must go. We must realize that we must go in His strength. I send you forth as sheep. How? In the midst of wolves. I send you forth. You're going as sheep. Sheep are defenseless. They're harmless. They're meek. They're inoffensive. You're sheep. They're not aggressive animals. Unable to protect themselves. Defenseless. And how honored He is that we would recognize Him as the great shepherd, the good shepherd that gives His life for the sheep. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, cruel, furious, hurtful. You say, well, I don't deal with people like that every day. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's only by God's constraining grace that you don't see the depth of it, because believe me, human nature is far more wicked and corrupt than you think. The power of evil is far greater than we suppose. It's only by God's grace that God constrains the evil in all of us. And that He does for the good of His people, for the honor of His name. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Man by nature is mean. He's wicked. And you cross him. You take a stand for the gospel. And you'll find out something of man's depravity. I send you forth. How bad is it? Look at verse 21. Well, we started off. He said, verse 17, beware of men. They will deliver you up for counsels. They will scourge you in their synagogues. You shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And when they deliver you up, he says, don't take thought. Don't worry about how or what you're going to say, what you'll speak. It'll be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Look over, though, at verse 21. You say, I understand how people, you know, people that are not of my family, they're, I understand how they get mad. I'll tell you how bad it can get. Look at verse 21. The brother shall deliver up the brother to death. When it comes to, you know, blood, you know, a man's depravity, he's a turncoat. He'll turn on his own brother. I'm sure there's some of us in here that's got brothers or sisters. If it comes right down to the gospel, do you think they'll take your side with the gospel against themselves? No, sir. Brother against brother. Look at this. Father against a child. You mean to tell me a man or even a woman, a mother, would turn on her own child over the gospel? The Lord said it so. He said, you will. They will. They'll turn on you. Children will rise up against their parents and will cause them to be put to death. We must realize that we go totally in need of His strength. Lord, you order my steps. Lord, I need you. You said I'm a sheep. I don't know what to do. We must be moderate in our expectations and not expect universal success to attend our labors. I've said often, it seems as though to me that if you could read black words on white paper, you should be able to understand that which Scriptures declares to be so. But they're spiritually discerned, not carnally discerned. We cannot figure out. This word must be revealed. He said, our Lord said, I send you. I order your steps. I put you where you are, predestinated you to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. And I send you as sheep, inoffensive, harmless, meek, defenseless sheep, and you're in the midst of wolves. I'm telling you, they're wolves. You think that men would gladly and graciously embrace the message of life and hope and peace. By nature, they'll slander, they'll abuse you. Anyone that speaks of the liberty that's in Christ, this is foolishness to them. Foolishness. You reckon on meeting oppression. Reckon on it. Think that people would come, sit, listen, hear, love. Love the brethren. Embrace the brethren. Not so. I'm sending you as sheep. Expect the Lord Jesus Christ says to be opposed, ill-treated. Certainly, we do anticipate our Lord's will being done, and we know it shall. All that the Father has given the Son shall come to Him. All that the Father has purposed shall come to pass. His word will not return void. It shall accomplish the purpose for which it's been sent, without a doubt. But I will tell you this. Don't expect more than Scripture reveals to be so. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. This knowledge taught by the Spirit of God should settle our hearts. And we can say, Lord, as you say things are, that's where they are. Even if we behold opposition by those that we dearly love, how comforting it is to realize that He's ordered our steps. He's directed our ways. His will shall be done. Thirdly, as sheep, we're advised on our need to pray for wisdom. He said back in that 16th verse, when He said, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. As you're going, I sent you. I sent you sheep. I'm sending you in the midst of wolves. Now, be wise. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I began to think on that. Serpent, a snake. Be wise as a snake. You know, a snake is, obviously, he's cunning. He's given that nature. Knows how to coil up, knows how to hide, he knows how to get away, and you just, you know, usually you'll find if you see a snake, you'd rather just let it go, you know. I tell you what, you get away from me and I'll get away from you and we'll be all right. Be wise as serpents. They're wise in various arts to their own preservation. And here the believer, at our Lord's instruction, said, you be wise as serpents. Now, if it was someone else, if I said that, you'd say, well, you know, that doesn't carry a whole lot of weight. He said that. You be wise as serpents. Imitate the serpent, he said, to not expose yourself to unnecessary danger, and don't give just occasion to offense, but strive to avoid snares and traps that are laid. When Paul was in danger and was lowered by a basket out, he escaped, you know. Was that God's providence? When the Lord Jesus Christ was in the midst of the crowds, and they were angry, and he just walked away. Did he do that according to God's will? Absolutely. At the same time, maintain in being wise as a serpent, maintained harmlessness as a dove. Now that instruction, right there, of all of our Lord's instruction, I would say that that instruction right there would probably be one of the most difficult things to do. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. There's going to come time when I'm going to have to say something. Is it the right time? Do I court persecution and say something concerning Christ? Or do I say this? I'll not cast my pearls before swine. Who is sufficient for these things? Surely we cry, Lord, would you teach me something? You're in the midst of people. Someone says something. Do you say something or do you not say something? Lord, keep us from laziness and silence and cowardice. Keep me from that. But also keep me from self-righteous zeal, which is not according to knowledge. How do I know? How do I know? Lord, you give me some wisdom. You've sent me forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves. I want to be wise. I want to be as wise as a serpent. I want to be as harmless as a dove. On one hand, we may throw away great opportunities for usefulness by being silent. And on the other hand, we may create needless offense and commit great blunders, which might have been avoided by using some prudence and some good judgment. Now, have you not found yourself in that same situation? Here you are, someone says something. They make a statement. Make a religious statement, and it is so wrong. Lord, would you give me some wisdom right here? Lord, would you teach me? Lord, I'm going to open my mouth. I believe I'm going to say something. Would you give me some wisdom to know how to handle this situation? I don't want to be quiet. I want to be to your honor, to your glory, your praise. There's going to be offense enough because of the message we preach and believe. Let us be wise. Pray for wisdom, not to increase that offense needlessly. I think of times that I've said things, and after I said them, I knew. That was the wrong thing to say. Why didn't I just wait? Why didn't I shut up? Why didn't I say this? Why didn't I say that? He's sending these disciples forth. Sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wise. Ephesians 5:15 says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I want to be a witness. I want to be honorable. I don't want to be stupid. Let me say that which is right. It's honorable to you. Let us pray that great grace that has been shown us be coupled with some good, great common sense. I can't tell you how many times I've spoken to men that have been in the ministry for years and years and years. And I'd ask them something. And they'd make a statement to me, and I thought, you know, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. I pray God give me the wisdom to know how to do that. Know what to say, when to speak, and when to hush. To be wise, harmless. We consider our Lord and Savior. No one's ever been faithful. He's the faithful servant. He is faithful, faithful, faithful to His Word, faithful to His Father, faithful, How did he deal with the common men? See what I'm saying? Tender, kind, sinners, men without knowledge, men without understanding. He dealt with them. Kindness. I am so prone to be so filled with pride. And I bet if you're honest, you'd say this too. I got a handle. I know what I'm talking about. You say something, I'll tell you something back, and I'll put you in your place, and it's just, I think, you know, that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. Those that are faithful to Christ, they'll be hated. Verse 22 says, you'll be hated of all men for my name's sake. Will be hated. Let it not be for ill will. There's a man that I knew. I think I've mentioned this to some of you before. There was a man that I knew back in Louisiana. He was a man that taught me some things concerning the gospel. And there was some truth. I look back now. It was during a time that the Lord was dealing with me on things. One of the meanest men I ever met in my life. It was just mean. Had the most arrogant attitude of anybody I'd ever seen in my life. Be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. Lastly, trust God's word to be sufficient. The last part of verse 22 says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Persecutions shall come. Now often, I think you'll probably find that open persecution, maybe to your face, is not as so aware to you as it is. But you'd be surprised how people can be cruel to you behind your back. Talk about you. Persecutions shall come. And our nature would be that whatever we can do to avoid trouble, we'll do that. When they persecute you in this city, our endurance, even in the midst of tribulation, is owing totally to the grace of God, our endurance in the gospel. They that endure to the end shall be saved. But the Lord said, and here again I remind all of us, this is His instruction, when they persecute you. They persecute you in this city. Go somewhere else. Flee to another city. If they won't hear what you have to say, we dealt with this last time I preached. He said, shake the dust off your feet. That dust will rise up in judgment in that day. If what you're preaching is not received, go to another city. Go somewhere else. Not to avoid persecution, but for the furtherance of the spread of the gospel. Trusting that your steps are ordered by the Lord. What you preach, if it's refused, in that day, the Lord will bring it up. The great judge. If men reject the truth, nothing else is going to do. If they reject you, if they persecute you in this city, no other methods are going to suffice. If they refuse the gospel, nothing else works. This is the means by which God's going to call His people out. And that final word of encouragement to God's people and their walk needs to be remembered. Verily, He says, I say unto you, if they reject you, if they persecute you in this city, verily, You can count on this. Verily, I say to you, on this you can rely. When he said, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come, this is what he says. If I have not yet come in judgment, there are still some out there in spiritual Israel. You'll not cease to find places to preach till the Son of Man come in judgment. That's what he's saying. I send you forth. I order your steps. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Tomorrow, pray that God give us a heart to remember this. Wherever you are, you're exactly where God Almighty has placed you. Lord, would you give me some wisdom today to know what to say and what not to say, when to speak and when not to speak. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. I realize that your word is enough. If they persecute you, go somewhere else. Teach me, and I'll be taught.